Pricing Director. She's my Pricing Director. One moment.
Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at the notes that Mary left me as well. So you've been in business for quite some time, over 30 years, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, let's talk about, you know, what's the SEO. You're doing SEO to what? It's not going to be on my domain. You're doing the SEO on your domain, you know, on your platform, and you're sending me a link, you know. I'm pretty sure that's what I understand from you, because you're not promoting, you know, my domain. It's nothing to my company. You're just linking your leads, which comes, you know, to your domain under your SEO, and you're sending it to me.
So
now,
we're not doing.
If it's mm-hmm. If I'm right, yeah, go ahead.
We're not doing any SEO on your domain. So we're that's
of not.
Yeah, that, but we're not doing it on ours either. So where we're doing your SEO is going to be your Google business profile. So where we're putting you is on the first page where the map is. That's the spot that we have open today. It sounds like you are somewhat similar with SEO. Have you have done it in the past?
I've done it myself, yeah. I know what SEO is, and I don't believe you guys doing SEO to my domain or to my company. I, as far as I understand, you know, from everybody that's called, you know, you have your own platform and you're doing SEO to your platform. And,
You
send
so,
it in to,
I think you're misunderstanding it. So where you're talking about SEO, if we do it on your domain or on your platform or our platform, which would be our website, that would be linking you to the organic side of Google, having you pop up. And that's absolutely something that companies do. We don't do that. So we do search engine optimization, but it's on the Google business profile. So we have your Google business profile pop up where the map section is on the first page, not on the organic where the map is, and it's based off of your keyword searches. So it's based off of what you want to be found for. So it's going to be anything plumbing related or specific type of jobs. That's what we would have you pop up for on the first page.
Okay. You know, before you will talk about money, how are you going to tell me?
Sorry, you cut off a little bit on the end. What was the question?
I'm saying, you know, let's talk about money later, not now, but now
mm-hmm.
I want to hear, you know, the guarantee you're giving me.
Yeah, so we're partnered. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's obvious, you know, it's you're a partner with, there is too many Googles. Google's guarantee, Google's what Google are you working with?
So we're partnered with Google. We offer all the products that Google offers. So Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, the local map section, we offer all of those programs. So it's really based off of what you're looking for to get out of your marketing side. So that's why I was curious, because it seemed like you knew a little bit about what you were talking about. Marketing-wise, what
yeah,
are you looking for?
I open accounts, two accounts with
mm-hmm.
Google Guarantee. It's alive, but it's not moving forward.
Okay.
And I'm trying to have somebody to look at it, tell me what's wrong and why I'm beside, you know, the reviews. I know the reviews is really important, but in Google, we don't have enough reviews. I think, you know, we have like 15. But I've seen people, jump, you know, to the first leads, but they have only 10 or 15, exactly same number of reviews. I'm not getting leads, and I don't know what's the situation right there. So I'm trying to see if you can fix it.
We can. So let me take a look at what is your zip code?
91607.
Okay. Now, I did pull up the Google business profile, and I see that you're pulling up as construction and also plumbing. Do you do both of them, or
DBA. It's a DBA. It's Agam Construction, DBA New York Plumbing.
Okay.
And I would like, to concentrate first, in plumbing, because plumbing services, it's really easy. There is a lot of them coming in, every minute.
Yeah. Let me take a look here. Okay. So you pretty much do you do all plumbing services? Or is there specific services that you do? Okay.
Almost everything.
Okay. Let me see. So with us, if we were to take over your LSA account, that's pretty much what it's called. It's going to be a one-time non-refundable $250 fee. That's going to be the application fee so we can get everything going for you. And then I'll give you a pricing right now. And what could possibly be going on your end is that you're not doing a max, you're not putting your ads there with the max budget. There's been so much demand lately that now, for us, we always say that you want to do the max budget just so you can be in front of your competition, because that could be possibly why you're not getting those results. With us, your cost per lead is going to be $35. You're going to get up to 13 leads with that budget, and you're looking at a monthly budget of $609. Now, I don't know if you know a little bit about how Google Guarantee works, but those are qualified leads. That's all you will be charged for. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be paying $609 a month. You can always pause if you don't want to get any more leads, if you want to get more leads as soon as that $609.
I know. I'm, I know all this. And,
okay.
I don't mind, to increase the budget. That's not the question that I'm asking. In my end, I'm doing everything. There's nothing moving on. It's obviously I'm doing something wrong. Now,
so what is
you
it
tell
that...
me that you want?
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to let me finish this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, if you think you can fix the issues, and you think I can have a leads. It's the money you're requesting. That's fine. I'm not arguing this. It's just I need a guarantee. You're telling me in such days. You're gonna start seeing traffic. You understand what I'm saying? I need guarantee. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people calling me every day? A lot of people calling me every day.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can give me guarantee. Everybody talking about leads, about how it's work. I know how it's work. I don't need to know how it's work. I can go to YouTube. I can see exactly how things work.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I'm making some mistake, because I'm not receiving anything for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put, money, a prepaid, $1,000, nothing moved.
Are you not being charged
so
for leads at all?
There is something wrong. Nothing. It was first, the claims that I have like 4 or 5 leads. No, that's not true. And they took money. I don't care about that money. I care. I'm looking forward to have leads. I'm trying to have more leads. Leads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody come and telling me, I've heard, you know, from Google itself, you know, I'm calling, you know, Google Guarantee
mm-hmm.
itself, you know, they have customer service and they're a bunch of idiots, you know, they are from out of state and all they know is put more pictures and, reviews. I understand reviews is important. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just starting working with Google, and Google does not want, you know, to transfer all the reviews that I have, you know, with Angie, Home Advisor, and Yelp, and they does not want to transfer the reviews. So we
mm-hmm.
have to build the reviews. So if I'm not getting, you know, any leads, how am I going to build the reviews with you? You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So I need Guarantee. You know, it doesn't really matter what you're telling me. You
mm-hmm.
see my situation. If you're going to tell me Guarantee, I'm Guarantee things are going to start moving. You
mm-hmm.
know, if you're going to tell me put $1,000, I'm Guarantee you're going to see like between 15 to 20 leads. Now, if I'm going to see only 10, or even only 8, that's okay. No problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because things start moving, you're happy, and you know continue getting you know your share, your
mm-hmm.
money. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
so
I'm putting you know budget you know with Google Guarantee, nothing moves.
Well, here's the thing with marketing: no one can give you any guarantees. If a company gives you guarantees, that's already a red flag. I mean, I can tell you a guarantee all you want, but it's a lie. Because no one can give you a guarantee. Now, on our end, I know when it comes with Google, you only are going to be charged for qualified leads. So if you're not receiving leads, you will not be charged for those leads. Does that make sense?
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on very similar platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Google copy that platform, that idea for somewhere else. That's not
mm-hmm.
Google idea. It's Angie before Google, Home Advisor before Google does it, ThemeTac, all of those big companies, you know, they do the same before Google. So Google has the idea from those guys.
Well, they do sharing of leads, so it's a little different because they do sharing of leads. It's more of a directory. The terms are on Google Guarantee are better than
Angie. I have a friend, hold on. I have a friend, very important phone call. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Give me
yes,
a,
go
like,
ahead.
1 minute.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I have a question. Let's say we are talking, and then you're asking money, and then I'm paying the money.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 days, nothing happened, everything is the same.
Mm-hmm.
30 days. What then? What happened here?
Well, first of all, with the
application. I'm giving you money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
The application process that we have to do with LSA, which is school guarantee, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, depending on how fast you can get everything back to us. So for you to expect results in 30 days, I cannot tell you that's going to happen by any means, simply because it's a process of what we have to do with Google.
So how long do I have to wait?
4 to 8 weeks. It depends how quickly you can get everything back to us, but that's the timeline.
I'm going to get it quick, the same day. That's not the issues. Mm-hmm. But now you're telling me to wait two months. Let's say I've waited 2 months. You know, I understand, you know, you need to do follow up all the time, and you need to do maintenance. And I understand that. I have no problems with that.
Okay.
I do not have problems with that. But I have some issues, you know, with the timing. Let's say past, you know, 2 months, nothing happened. What we are doing?
Okay. I'm going to get that answer for you right now, because I do want. What I'm asking my manager is, if you don't use your whole budget in those 2 months, would you be able to get your money back for what leads you didn't get? That's your question, correct?
The lead, you know, I don't understand. Google Guarantee charging me directly, you know, on a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So why you telling me, I'm paying you for maintenance. I'm not paying you for a lead. I'm paying Google for a lead. When Google sending me a lead, I'm talking about Google Guarantee. When Google Guarantee sending me a lead, then I owe Google money. I understand that. And I understand that I have to pay you for the maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I have to pay you for the maintenance. So I'm saying, if I'm paying you for maintenance and nothing happened, what happened then?
So the money rolls over to the following month. So that's how it would work. So if you don't use all of the money, let's say.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me see if I understand correctly. The girls before you, she mentioned all these maintenance fee. That's not including the lead cost. I understand. The lead cost is the lead cost. It's nothing to do with you. That's Google and me. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, If I paid you $280 and there is no movement at all, so you're taking that $280 and you move it to the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the second month I'm not receiving anything, that's roll up, you know, to the third month. And now, okay, and who's going to charge me for the lead? The lead that been charged by Google, it goes through you or it goes through Google?
Google, it goes,
will send me, you know, if I'm going to go on the portal, I'm going to see Google charging me that much for the leads. I'm going to see, you know, all the lead listing that I'm receiving.
What was the second part of the question?
I'm asking, you know, let's say I'm receiving a lead.
Okay.
So if I'm going to go to the Google portal, I have account, so I can see the lead showed up, you know, on my listing.
Yeah, so you're actually going to get a dashboard through us, and the dashboard's going to track everything. So it tracks everything on that end, so you'll be able to see. Now, when you pay us, I mean, we pay Google as well, and you're also paying us. That's where the money goes through.
So that's not Google guaranteed.
Because this is Google guaranteed, correct. Right now, you're paying directly to Google for it, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, see,
So Manny, the way that it would work, you're in Valley Village, California. Is that LA County by any chance? Okay. So
it's LA County, yes.
So I was speaking with my manager right now, and the way that it would work if you move forward with us, so you're going to be still paying Google directly, and you're going to pay us for the management part of it. Now, the reason why it's probably not working, as I did mention to you earlier as well, is that it's just most likely a very heavily congested area, and you need to pay the max amount per lead, and that's what's happening, and that's what we would do for you.
The lead cost is not the issues now, you know. The monthly maintenance, I understand perfectly. I need it.
What are
for
you
a lot
paying
of things,
per lead right now?
Yes.
How much are you paying per lead?
I'm paying it all depends. Sometimes, you know, it's $20 and sometimes it's $50.
That's why you need to be paying at least double for those. That's why you're not seeing the results. At least bidding double for those results, for those leads. That's why you're not seeing results. And that's why with us, you're paying us for that expertise because we know what we're doing. So we would be max bidding
you to the max amount for your area.
I
told you already, you know, and when we start the conversation, mm-hmm. I have no problems, you know, with the madness. Because, you know, I don't want to do nothing. I want you to do, and I want Google to send me the bills. That's fine. But
okay.
I if you think, you know, I should bid more, you know, on the lead, let's say, look, not every lead is the bidding is the every lead is different. So if you say water heaters, the lead is not going to be $50. No way. Google not stupid. They're not gonna. It's gonna cost, you know, at least twice as much. Or $120. I know that. And when the you have a replaced faucet or fixed faucets, it's not gonna cost $120. That's gonna cost like $50 or $40. You know, it all depends. You know how much bidding, you know, you're going. How much bid? I don't know how much each one. That's your work, you know, to find out how much people paying and bid it, you know, a little bit higher. That's fine. I don't care, mm-hmm. you know, to be the first one. And pay a little bit more. That's fine. I have no problems with it. But I don't want to mess with it. I want you to do that work.
Yes, we are going to do it. So as I was mentioning, it's going to be those $250 to get everything going. That's going to be the transfer fee. And then we'll do client onboarding with the technician for you as well. And then from there, we're going to go over what we need to bid. Our experts are going to know, and they're going to tell you all of this information. So to get, and we'll tell
but
you what
you
the budget needs to be at
before
that end.
Exactly. Before you placing the bid, you let me know. Do not place the bid without let me know.
We won't.
Because, you know, of course, you know, this is not, because the keywords, not every keyword is equal. It's the same money. You know, mm-hmm. if we're going to bid like $120, $150 for for keywords, certain keywords, let's say replacing faucets, I'm going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm charging, you know, like $280. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to lose money. So do not place anything without telling me. You know, we'll go with a list, and I'm going to tell you how much I'm willing to pay, you know,
exactly.
for Google, you know, for, yeah. So, you know, then it's going to be emailed. You know, you're going to send me emails. I'm going to fill up, you know, all the numbers for each item. I'm going to send it back to you. Then you're going to post the bidding on Google Guarantee.
Exactly.
You know, I have a lot of ideas, you know, but I don't want to go in anything, only this now for this. So go ahead and send me anything you want and papers. I'm going to fill up the papers and we'll pay the money and then we'll go and then we'll see where we are going. Because I want, you know, to use the per click and I want to use a lot of things. So I'm going to, of course, you know, I'm going to pay you more, you know, as we add more things. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But so, we're starting with Google Guarantee first.
What I need to do on my end then, Manny, since we do need to fill out the application and get that application fee going, we do need the application fee. I'm going to ask a few questions and set up your onboarding for tomorrow afternoon. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Now, let me take a look at everything here as well. And you do have a Google Business profile already, which is great, and you have 19 reviews, so that's all good stuff right there. Okay. All right. All right, then Manny, let me get a time for your onboarding for tomorrow. So give me a second. Okay, so for tomorrow, what does your availability look like in the afternoon?
It has to be afternoon because in the morning I have inspection and it's a big inspection, so we have to be there checking everything.
Okay.
Gonna be ready enough for the inspection. So I'm when you're saying afternoon, what time are you talking about?
I have at the latest tomorrow between 3 to 3:30.
Okay, that will work. If you will page me like 2:30 hour before, I will be more than. I mean, that's gonna help. But I'm gonna leave it in on my schedule. I'm gonna write it in on my schedule. So. Because, you know, I have to go back to the office, you know, I don't want to use that, meeting, you know, on my phone. Now, when you're saying meeting, you're saying what kind of meeting, you know, we have at 3:30?
Of course. So this is going to be your onboarding meeting. This is where we're going to fill out the application as well, do all of the transferring that needs to be done, make sure we have all of your information correct as well. So it'll be tomorrow between 3
okay.
to 3:30 that I'll set up that onboarding call with our experts. They're also going to let you know what you should be max bidding so we can make sure we take care of that also. Okay? Now, Manny, is your
okay.
first name, is it Manny or is it Emmanuel?
It's not Manny. It's called, yeah, you can say Manny, but it's Menashe original.
Okay. How do you spell your first name?
It's
Menashe.
S-H-E? Huh?
Menashe?
S-H-E, yeah.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Agam, A-G-A-M.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your email address?
Uh, I don't want to give you the work email.
Okay.
Let me see what email we can use.
Okay.
You can use the new art construction at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And this phone number is going to be okay for your onboarding call tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Now the address that I have, so I have company name as New Act Plumbing, and I have 12642 Martha Street in Valley Village, California, 91607.
Yes.
Okay,
and I have another company. We'll talk about the other company later. Let's finish, you know, the New Act Plumbing, and then
okay.
After we finish and it will work, then we'll go to Adam Construction.
Okay.
We'll do Adam Construction, but not now. We'll first, you know, let's finish this. We'll see how things work, and then, you know, we'll go for the other company.
Okay, that sounds perfect. And let me see here. So I have all of this down here. For your hours of operation, what you currently have now is going to be every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., correct?
Yeah, you can put, you know, 7 to 7, because, you know, when I'm talking with Google, they're saying, you know, that's really important to have
mm-hmm.
More hours. So put 7 to 7, that's fine.
Okay, 7 to 7, okay, that's perfect. Now, on your onboarding call tomorrow, we'll go over all the other details. In the morning, I'll send you over some emails as well of everything that needs to get done. Now, for the billing, is the card that you're going to use for payment, is it going to be under your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay, perfect. And does it just show Menashe Agam, or is there a middle initial or another last name?
No middle initial. You know, let's leave that conversation enough for tomorrow. Send me the papers. Let me go over the papers. I will fill up the paper as much as I can, and then, you know, I will scan the papers, and I'm going to send it to you.
To do all of the transfer and to do the application, we first have to pay the application fee, because the application fee is that's going to get everything started and going for you. So that's why the payment first has to be made for us to send out all that stuff.
But I need something, you know, in writing, something to say, then you're receiving, and that's going to roll up, you know, if there is no result, and things like this, you know. Where is that papers?
What exactly is it that you want in writing? I want to make sure I understand correctly.
You just said earlier that,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I'm paying you today and there is no result, zero result, So you're going to roll up, you know, the fees to the next month.
So you're not going to get that in writing, because that's automatically what Google does. Google does that for you now.
So I everything should be in writing. I mean, you know, there's nothing, you know, well, no. It has to be fair and square. It's business. You know,
uh-huh.
You're telling me one thing. If you don't put it in writing, so you didn't mean what you're saying. You know, it's just, you know, we agreed for something right now, and I like what you're saying, and it makes sense, and I just want it, you know, in writing. I don't want, you know, the end of the month, tomorrow, this month, nothing going to happen, and then you're telling me, oh, you know, this here, like this, and no excuses, you know.
Well, remember I said it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for you to start seeing the results. I mean, I want to make that very clear.
It's fine. Okay, all right. So put it in writing. You know, it can take up to 4 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, 4 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8 weeks, you know, I think that's too long, but it's fine. But, you know, you can put it in writing. That's fine. Whatever you think, whatever we agreed here.
Mm-hmm. So you do get everything automatically in writing, the terms and conditions that gets automatically sent over to you. So those are all things that you are going to receive while we are on the phone, but we first need to get payment. Because when you get, when we get payment,
no,
everything
no,
automatically
no, no,
gets sent
no, no, no.
over to
no,
you.
No, What do you mean? To send me conditions of
your
the
terms.
Agreements?
Correct.
You're telling me you want money first? I don't want to do business with you.
So I don't
Period.
Think we're understanding
don't
each
call me
other
tomorrow.
Here. Well, no, give me a second.
No, no, no,
I don't.
No, no,
no,
no,
hold on.
I
don't think
no,
you're understanding me. You're not understanding me. Give me a second. You're not understanding me. If you want to get everything going, we do get payment. If you want an email with information, I can do that, but I'm not going to get anything going for you. That's what I want to make clear. Because for us to send over
no, don't
your
start,
application.
Don't. I'm not asking you to do nothing. All I'm asking you to send me the term and conditions, to send me the agreements. Whatever you say right now, I want to see it, you know, in writing. Then I will sign it. And then I'll pay you. And then we'll go through everything else that you want.
So this is what I'm going to do. I will send you over an email with what it is that we're going to do. And if you decide that you want to move forward tomorrow, when I call you, you can tell me yes or no. And then we can send everything over to you. Again, the terms and conditions, those get automatically populated when we charge your card. And you get everything while you're on the phone with me. We're not going to get off the phone and then you receive everything. That's not how we do business. So again, I'll just send you over an email
no,
with what
no, no,
it is
no,
that
no.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am,
so you can get it in writing.
Listen,
okay.
I've been doing, you know, business for 40 years. My
mm-hmm.
daughter, she's an attorney, but she's not
mm-hmm.
attorney for construction. She's for movies
mm-hmm.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell customers. There is nowhere in the world you can tell a customer. Pay me the money, then I'm going to send you, you know, the time and condition. Term and condition has to be signed, has to be before payment, before everything, before signature. I have mm-hmm. to read what I'm signing. What about, you know, if I'm going to pay you and your term and condition say, you pay the money, you have no right to do nothing. We're just giving you advice. That's it. You got leave, you not get leave, that's not my problem.
Well, that's
okay,
not true because that's not true on our end because that's not true at all because you legally have 3 business days to cancel our service. Legally, that's what you have. So if while you're on the phone with me and we send everything over to you and you already paid and you say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, legally we're required to give you your money back. That's a law. You can ask your
okay.
daughter that
send
as well.
Me, okay. Send me. I'm not going to ask her. You know, she's busy. She's working 10, 12
I'm
hours
sure.
a day. I'm sure. Get her involved.
But
in
let me
anything.
Do this.
No,
I'm going to send you the email so you can have it in writing. So you'll see in writing what it is that we're telling you we're going to do for you. And like I said, tomorrow when I call you, okay, you can tell me if you want to move forward with it or not. And if you do, you get everything right away as we set everything up, and then we get your onboarding call going. Okay, Manny?
Fantastic.
All right. I'll send that over to you. I have your email already, and I'll give you a call tomorrow in the afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good, Manny. We'll talk then. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.